You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Guys, I know this isn't related to anything, but you need to look at the Field Yates' latest tweet. It's like a sponsored tweet for a TV that's 98 inches.
What?
How?
98?
That's massive.
That's too many. That's too many inches. You can, and you can take me out of context on that quote.
What is 98 inches?
I can't wait for out of context Levitard to tweet that quote of mine out. That is too many inches.
Thought you were talking about Tony.
Hey yo.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Jesus Christ, man.
What happened there?
How many is 98 inches?
Got into my head. I mean, hey.
What is 98 inches? Like how big is that?
I will say
they measure diagonally, right?
Right. Like, right. That's right. How you get them. I will say I currently have a 55, and every once in a while I have like shame about sending a picture of my TV to other people because it doesn't look that impressive. So like, you know, I think you take a picture of your TV, I'll send it sometimes, and like I've been shame before. It's like, wow, that's all you got, 55.
I have a 55 too, Woody. So yeah. don't be afraid.
Yeah, but like, you know, like everyone's 55. I have some TV shame, but I also, my apartment is small enough where I don't think I could have one that's bigger without it just taking up an entire. I think if I had a 98 inch television, it would take up an entire wall.
So I just did the math. 98 inches divided by 12 inches in a foot is 8.1 feet. Can that be right?
Yeah.
The TV diagonally across is 8 feet.
It's the size of Shaquille O'Neal.
You could sleep on it.
Plus,
it's bigger than Shaq.
Yeah. Bigger than Manute Bol. Yes.
Why would you, like, I would get sick, I think, watching a TV that, I mean, you'd have to have it.
You have to watch from far away.
You have to have a giant room, right? You have to put the couches 30 feet from the television. Right.
You need a giant room. You need to be very far back. But like the further away you move from a 98-inch TV, the more it becomes a 55-inch TV.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you could just have the couch closer and you see it the same because it's all about how close you are.
No, but I think if you sit a certain distance away, Billy, it's going to feel like a 98-inch TV. It's not going to feel like a 55-inch. Like, I don't know. I happen to like it. I would love to have that. Like, I think
would
it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Billy, you have to have the right size room, the right size house in order to have a 98-inch television. I mean, and I'm assuming Field Yates does. Cause...
Well, he does. It's mounted on his wall. Yeah. He looks like a child in front of it. It's crazy how small he looks.
The weird thing is that, like, the video is shot. He talks for 30 seconds. And
it doesn't fit.
But he never zooms out. Like, the person never, like, walks back, hey, this is what it actually looks like.
You think he's ashamed, like, of how massive his room is? Like, I'm too successful.
By the
way, I have a 98-inch TV.
In terms, as far as sponsored tweets and personal arrangements go for adverts, I feel like that is as good of one
That's
as you could possibly
one.
Get.
Yeah.
Like, if someone comes to you, it's like, hey, can you do a couple tweets for us and we'll give you a 98-inch
Gratis.
Television? I'm
Gratis.
Here. Thumbs up. Yep, whenever you want, like... You know, not to criticize our sponsors, but we've gotten free stuff. It's great. It ain't a 98-inch television.
I don't think I'd be allowed to get a 98-inch TV.
My wife wouldn't let me. Yeah, my wife wouldn't.
Mine would not let me. And now I'm trying to actually think if a 98-inch TV would fit through my door. Because how big do you think the box is for that? Like, how do you get a 98-inch TV?
I think you take
it
out of the box before
you probably take
it
out of the box outside and then bring it in. Yeah. Do you have, like, sliding glass doors that you think you could fit through? If you take it around the back?
Yeah, I'd have to do something like that.
Well, you'd have to carry it straight up. Like, you couldn't, you'd have to, like, tilt it almost. Like, put it at an angle.
It's a whole game. Like, look, like, this in the room that I have now, like, this is, like, an office/guest room, and we put in here a sofa bed, right? So if anyone, kind of for this reason, actually, like, if there's ever a storm or whatever, someone has to come over, they would have, like, their own place to stay. So, like, it looks like a couch, but obviously it folds out, it's a sofa, whatever, right? That's the biggest size. That's a full size. We wanted to get a queen because there's more space in the room, but we couldn't get it down the hallway and it didn't fit through the door. So they actually brought the couch and they're like, this does not fit in your house. And they had to take it back. And then we had to go through this whole process. It was a whole ordeal. I was very upset with the furniture store company because then they're like, I was like, well, if I'm getting a smaller one, I would like a refund. And like, well, it was on sale. And I'm like, well, how much is the other one now? And they're like, it's exactly the same price you paid. I'm like, wow, what a coincidence that is, huh? What are the odds? In fact, at first they were trying to tell me, it's actually more expensive than you paid. I go, I am not paying more for a smaller couch than I already paid. And they're like, let's go talk to the manager, see what we can do. They're like, we talked to the manager. They can give it to you for the same price that you already paid. I was like, wow, this is, you guys.
They never talk to the manager at that point.
You guys are angels. They never talk to the manager. Charity you run here. Incredible.
You guys should throw out a first pitch at a Cubs game one day.
Billy, what I didn't realize about the first pitch at Sister Jean was that Javi Baez was trying to hit it. He swung and he missed. I mean,
well, that's
Sister
fake.
Jean has a chooch. I mean,
what was out of
the poll? Does Sister Jean have a chooch?
You guys want to play a quick Price is Right game where we guess how much Field Yates' 98-inch TV costs?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to open it up.
I'm currently texting with Field Yates right now as we speak. So,
You're desperate to get anyone on the Zoom but us.
No. I'm happy doing it the way we're doing. But I sensed you were going there, and I was just telling you. It's the rare time where I'm cheating, Billy, and telling you up front that I'm cheating.
Okay, so you've seen the price. So highest without going over.
I haven't seen it.
Hold on. All right. I'll put my phone down. I don't want Field to respond.
All right.
98-inch television. Billy, you know the price. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, hold on. For those of you guessing along at home, this is a TCL 98-inch Class XL Collection 4K UHD QLED Dolby Vision HDR Smart Google TV.
That helps. Oof. Okay.
So
Dolby Vision.
Before we play the game, what is the best gift you've gotten as kind of free swag that you've gotten as part of working for this show or in radio? Because mine, I recently, and I thought of it because you mentioned having large bits of furniture delivered. I was sent a mattress by our friends at Sheets and Giggles. And it came like rolled up. So I got home and a very tall box was just outside of my door in my apartment building. And it was just there. And I had to figure out a way to get this thing in. My back still hurts from how I had to like put it on the ground, then do the push and
gotta
then
lift
like
with your knees.
The lift down to get it all the way through. And then there's an absurd amount of packaging. And it cut through all the packaging. And then, like, so I'm, like, kind of holding the mattress with one side and cutting it with another.
And it's heavy.
It's heavy as shit. And then once you get enough of the packaging uncut, the whole thing just unfurls.
Yeah.
And then I was sent flying by this mattress. I was like, whoa! I fell over with how this mattress attacked me.
But your back hurts.
It's a decent amount of money to get a new mattress.
Back hurts from doing it, but not when you lay on it.
It's great. I think I'm gonna have to read adverts for this at some point, which I'm totally fine doing because I got a free mattress out of it.
Of course you are. I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Right. So
Tony, what's the coolest? You're asking me the greatest marketing? Yeah. Probably the THC gummies they sent me from CBDMD.
Yeah, those are good. Those are the best things that I've ever been.
I'll be enjoying one in about 30 minutes. I mean.
Well, Stugatz also witty. Right next to him has a charity autographed Dwayne Wade jersey that he just left there.
Yeah. Like he took Hold on. There it is.
It's not a sponsor giveaway, but it was intended for charity, and he took it.
It's debatable.
Just give it away to charity now.
Why?
That's worthless.
It's too late. Yeah, it's too late.
Why would it be worthless? A lot of people would pay money for that.
Nah.
Wow.
I also have a team autographed basketball.
I did not think I'd be usurped in Dwayne Wade hatred.
Hold on, let me show you.
Is this the 2011 Miami Heat signed basketball?
Yeah.
That also had been meant for charity.
Yeah, right here.
it was.
Oh, that's a good ball.
LeBron, Bosh, and Wade all in the same ball. How about that?
Is it the entire team? Like, is Mike Bibby's signature on it?
Yeah, everyone's signature's on it.
Yeah, but he doesn't put it in a case. We've done this already, and I've told him you need to put that in a case and stop smudging it with your hands. And
I just threw it on the ground.
Billy,
I played hoops with it, Billy.
Billy, best swag?
I mean, the mattress is good. I think the mattress...
You got one too?
In terms of like value, I think the mattress is up there. I mean, what could I get that costs more than a mattress unless I get like a car or something? And I'm open to it, Feldman.
Well, Feldman's got the Tesla for me one day.
That's true. The Tesla is coming your way one day.
We're waiting on that.
What do you mean? He's getting you a Tesla?
we did a little exchange on Mark Tank. He gets me a Tesla. You know, we call it even.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
You didn't offer anything.
You didn't provide anything your end of the bargain.
You just
said, Feldman, get me a Tesla?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Feldman's relationship with everyone on this show is people just going up and saying, Feldman, get me this for free. And the problem is that he'll do it for some people. So then
he'll do it sometimes. So it's like the possibility.
Roy got a car. Roy actually got a car.
He didn't get it for free, but he got it severely discounted.
I can say in all my years doing radio, I have never received a car, okay?
That's incredible. That's incredible with the record that you had going with JM Lexus for a long time.
Oh, I did. It was a great deal. Like, listen, the way I did it in my head was, okay, the lease is this, right? I paid for the car, but I would make X amount doing live spots for Jimmy Dunn and JM Lexus.
Yeah. Jimmy Dunn.
The great Jimmy Dunn. And, like, I would just kind of subtract whatever the lease amount was from what I was getting paid monthly, and I was getting a Lexus for like $100 a month. It was fantastic.
Brilliant.
It was great.
All right, Billy.
But still not as good as the CBDMD gummies.
They need to send us more, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Why, you're out?
No, well, preparing for the storm, buddy. Yeah. Preparing for the storm.
My dog's CBD peanut butter just expired, I noticed, so I'm going to probably talk to them to hook it up, because that was like actually really great for giving them medicine.
The dog liked it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's really great.
All right. Who's guessing first here?
Okay, who knows? So Billy's the only one that knows?
Yeah. Again, this is Field Yates' 98-inch TCL Class XL Collection 4K UHD QLED Dolby Vision HDR Smart Google TV.
Wow.
These are the ones that look great at Best Buy. When you walk through Best Buy and they're showing, you know, videos of a single bead of water falling off the leaf of a plant, and it makes it seem like it's the greatest television in the history of man, that's what Field Yates has in his home.
They always have those at Costco, too. When you walk into Costco, they've got a 12-foot, you're like, they can't even sell this. How do I put this in my car?
And they have, like it hooked up to DirecTV, and they have the one sporting event a year in the United States that's filmed in 4K, and the baseball diamond looks crisper than anything you've ever seen, and then you
like
go home
run
and
into
you put
the
on,
field.
Then you put on Bally Sports Sun in 1080i, and you're like, why the fuck did I spend all this money on a brand new television?
I would like less definition on some of these things. Like, I want something to look forward to as I get older. Things are getting too sharp now.
Billy, you're going
to
be able to go into the sporting event when we're older.
I think you'll be impressed. You'll be impressed by the evolution of resolution.
No.
But I love that Billy's looking for less HD.
Right. He wants SD.
Yeah. I want LD, less definition.
just put on a game that's broadcast on the ACC network and you'll watch games in less definition.
Or in Jacksonville.
You know what I'm noticing also? And this is you guys won't relate, but this is coming from putting Barney on for my daughter now. So like Barney was done in like 1991 or whatever, right? So it was shot different. It's a square. So now there's just random colors filling the rest of the screen to take up the whole
thing. You haven't digitally remastered it?
No, not these episodes on Netflix, no. Anyway, back to the TV.
Yes.
So any guesses?
Who's going to guess first?
Well, Stugatz, what size? My TV, I think, is also a 55-inch. And I have the same kind of banner that Woody has, where I'm like, it seems small, but also the wall behind it is empty now, too. Like, there's nothing on it. So it looks.
So it seems like you do have room for a 98-inch television.
No, I think that I could, like, I believe it's a 55. I think the most comfortable, and I've asked my wife a number of times, and she's not biting on this. I'm like, can we get a bigger TV, please? And she's like, no, we don't need it. And I was like, eh. But I think the biggest that I would go is maybe, like, 65. You know what I mean? Like, there's space, but it's not a big place.
Like 5 inches on each side?
Yeah, it's not a, because it's a big-ish wall, but if you put a TV there, it's like just an eyesore, you know what I mean? And it takes up the whole room, so I don't want to do that either.
Right, and you probably don't have enough space between the couch and the television to really expand that much more.
That's the key, right? Yeah. That is the key. Yeah. The space between the couch and the TV. Why does your wife say no to a bigger TV, though?
She tells me it's not a sports bar, and I'm like, okay.
My wife says the same thing.
Wow.
My wife says
the
exact...
Is there like a stock line that has been passed around?
Yeah.
We not know about it. So what I wanted to do is kind of like a Mike Ryan setup where you have like a big TV and then two smaller TVs.
I have a solution.
I have one too. I've just forced it. So I have the 55-inch and then I have like a 32-inch little TV that I plug in right underneath it. So I've got the two TVs and like it's been there for since football started. So I have Red Zone on the big TV and then the Dolphins game on the small TV.
Antenna?
No, Xbox.
Billy's dying for an antenna.
Antenna. You got to get one, Tony. You're watching on the Xbox. It's like 40 seconds behind.
It is. I know. It's my fault. I do need to get an antenna. But
$19.99 on Amazon right now.
In the last 3 weeks that football's been on, she hasn't noticed that the TV's been there.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Because I think, you know, when really? You look at stuff and you kind of forget.
Tony, she's noticed.
Oh, you left? Wait, did you just leave it there?
I leave it there.
She just hasn't said anything.
Wait, yeah. How is the person who's not married understand marriage better than anyone? Because Whittingham is 1,000%.
I don't think she's
right.
Seen it. I don't
she
think
has
she's
noticed. Tony.
There's no way to miss a second TV. Yeah.
She just texts me, "I have you, bastard."
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. Are you heading to the airport on a long flight? Or do you need something after your flag football game? Well, if I was you, I would definitely go with Liquid IV just for the electrolytes so you don't feel run down. And I know for me, Liquid IV helps me start my day in the morning, and it helps give me the energy to do stuff like cut my yard and wash my car and work out and just face the day. And you can get your energy back while drinking something that's delicious. And when I say delicious, you can pick from flavors like pear, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and more. Liquid IV is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DAN at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration using code DAN today at liquidiv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
So, Billy, I have like a, I think I have a 55-inch, but it's on a big wall, too, right? And the wall is very lonely.
You have bigger than that. It has to be bigger than that.
No, I believe it's 55 inches on a big wall. But the way I do my TVs, I like how Tony does it with the 32 beneath. But I have TVs like set up in different rooms that are very close. Like there's a big family room here that we have, TV there. I have a TV in the main room. I have a TV in the office I'm in right now because I like the pace when I'm watching football.
Yeah.
And I have so much action in all these games. I like walking room to room. Jets always gets the main room. Dolphins usually in another room. And then the red zone channel is in the office. That's the way I like to roll. Because I just need to walk around in a circle. That's how I treat myself.
It's like a casino. Every room, you got a different action going on.
Yes. Tony, what is the wall situation around your TV and yours?
I have a huge wall.
Like, is there a lot on it or no?
No, there's really nothing on it. It's the TV mounted to the wall, and then I have like, I don't know, a couple little things here and there, but nothing like attached on the wall.
You know what my solution is? Hmm. I found a projector on Amazon for like $50, and I was like, I could just plug my phone into this and stream it onto the wall.
Wow.
And I pitched this idea to my wife, and you know what she told me?
It's not a sports bar?
It's not a sports bar.
Oh, man. But that, I mean, you can, it's portable. You can put it away. It's only
for
Sundays.
That's what I said.
It doesn't matter.
It's only for Sundays.
That's what she said. What are you looking at? And I go, oh, it's a projector. She goes, what's that for? And I go, well, you know, for Sundays, like I could put it, because my TV, it's like almost like an L shape. Like there's a wall here, and then there's another wall next to it that's empty. And with the way the couch is at, I could sit in one spot and watch both at the same time. So I was going to project onto that wall. And I was like, I think I'm going to get this and project this onto the wall. And she's like, it's not a sports bar. And I go, but come on. And she's like, no, I'm going to put pictures there. I'm going to put this there. I'm going to put that there. So
there's been zero pictures put up. Zero.
There,
ha-
There hasn't so far because we just kind of are getting resettled and redoing all of that stuff. But also, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I'm going to be the one probably putting up those pictures. So I could theoretically control how long it takes to get those up and get this little monitor situation. But
Or you can put it in a way where you can project it in between all of them, right? Like you put them in a square and then you project it right in the middle.
I make a frame out of the pictures.
But I think the problem you guys are running into is your answer is always, it's for you, it's for football. If you like, get the TV that you want and make it about your kid or make it about your wife, right? Like for Billy, if you want the projector, say to it, hand the movie watching experience with our daughter, you know,
but she'll say there's a TV right next to it. We don't need that.
They're on.
They always have an answer.
Yeah.
They're always one step ahead. These wives.
Anyways, how much you guys think this TV
affects?
That's right. All right, highest without going over. Now, Billy, I think we have to. I think you have to determine an order because the last person gets to go a dollar over the last guest. So,
None of that chicanery.
All right, so should we direct? Let's direct message you our guest on Zoom.
Okay, Witty
the Jer Bear.
Witty Jer Bear left a long time ago. Witty can go, and then Tony, and then Stugatz.
Okay. I'm going first. So 98 inch television. I'm trying to like use my previous here. I feel like a 75 or a couple years ago was maybe like 4,000. And so 98, I'm going to guess $6,300.
$100. I feel like prices of TVs have actually gone down.
They have gone down.
Back in the day, like back in the day, if you got a plasma TV, it was like $15,000.
I remember the first like big television we had was 60 inches, 2006. We got it right before the finals, and it was like $3,900. If I remember, it was like a massive expenditure.
I remember when big screen TVs used to be like a giant box.
Yes.
It was like,
no, we've had that
with the wood panel.
Right, and when that thing would not die, we had this thing for 12 years, and it wouldn't die. And for, like, our family would come over and be like, this television is so old. It's like, it doesn't break. What, do you want us to break it?
The baseball bat, Woody.
Yeah, but you don't buy things early, like right when they come out. You got to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait for down,
and then something better comes out. You know, that's how it works.
You know who did that in betraying confidence is here? I went to Izzy's house a couple years ago because he made like a brunch for all of us. It was really nice. And we watched football. It was on a Sunday. And he had one of those curved TVs that was like a thing.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he bid on that early, and I don't think they even make curved
TVs. They never took off,
No. Anyways, okay. So $6,300 for
that's Witty. Right. I feel like that's low, Tony. I got to be honest with
you. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
You're competing against him.
98 inches. Even though the price of TVs have gone down, I feel like this is kind of like a luxury item.
I think Stugatz is cheating, and he's seen it already.
I have, Billy, I swear to you, I have not. All I told Field was what we're talking about is TV.
4K.
And his response, which was a good question, why?
You know what? No, I don't accept that. I don't accept Field Yates questioning us talking about his TV when clearly...
Like if it's 50 inches long. Well,
It's what he wants us to be doing. No?
Exactly right. Yeah. It's not like I was walking around. And I'm like, I wonder what kind of TV Field Yates has. Whoa.
Yeah.
No, Field, you told us what kind of TV you have. Okay, and you tweeted us a link to see your TV,
so we could buy it.
We're doing exactly what you want, Field Yates.
I'm gonna put $7,500.
Listen, it started as a very friendly conversation between me and Field, and he just sent Billy, why you were going on that rant? How badly am I getting crushed?
Well, we weren't until you texted him that.
I was about to say, not at all. We're just talking about
on the contrary, he's the smartest guy here. The guy gets free 98-foot TVs.
Normally, like, those sponsored tweets just vanish into the wind, and no one ever pays any attention to them.
Yes.
And they're for something sad.
Right.
Yeah, by the way, TCL and Feldman, if you guys are listening. I mean
guys, I have a lot of space on my wall.
I have a Twitter that can use some tweets, if you know what I mean.
You think your wife would still find the one who object to a free 98-inch television?
Yes, because it's not a sports bar.
All right, Tony, where'd you go there?
$7,500.
All right, so Chris is at $7,500. I'm going to be a dick here. $7,501.
Oh, come on. What a jackass you
That's the benefit of going last.
Yeah. Well, Whitty said that, and I thought you weren't paying attention, so I chose you to go last, thinking that you wouldn't think of that strategy.
Right. Listen, the strategy is either 62.99 or 75.01.
No, and you have to go. Well, wait, no. Remember, it's highest without going over.
62.99. You can't.
It's highest without going over.
It would have to be exactly 62.99 for me to win.
if you weren't playing to win, what would your actual guess be?
If I wasn't playing to win, I would guess like $12,000. Yeah. Honestly,
it's
a 98-inch television, man.
Yeah, it's 8 feet across.
Yeah, it's $8,500.
Wow!
Wow! Yeah. I won.
Yeah, you did. You beat me by one.
7501. You jackass.
$8,500. Do you finance something like that? Like,
I think
hey
so.
Guys, I'm going to pay over 72 months. Sorry.
Yep. The 72-month payment plan. Right? Yes. Everyone on the show does, except
Six
for Dan.
6 years.
Yeah. Right.
Stu, what was the baseball? You said you wanted to bring up something baseball related like 40 minutes ago.
I do, but Woody, I'm interested in how you feel about this because we had on Stupidity Rick Stockstill, okay?
Yes.
Now, he is a guy who would cover a hurricane. Billy would agree with me on that.
He sounds like a weatherman in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yes. And he looks like one as well.
Channel 7. Channel 7 yes. in Atlanta.
He is the head coach of Middle Tennessee State, and he took a victory lap on Stupidity today.
I was happy.
We loved having him on.
You told me you were doing it, I was not happy.
Well, I'm sorry about that. we did it anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how you feel about this. So it was funny. He was telling us, I said, did Mario say something to you after the game? And he said, no. And that was it. He wasn't upset about it. He was just making the point. He said no. And then Stanstill, of course, because he's Rick Stanstill, went into a locker room and he drank Tito's vodka with Gatorade. And so, because he was celebrating.
I
yeah,
like
he
it.
Was happy.
Does Gatorade mix well with alcohol?
I'm not certain.
Like 13% of my blood is Gatorade. I drink a crazy amount of Gatorade. It's my favorite drink.
How is that possible?
I'm joking, right. Obviously. But I can drink Gatorade with anything at any time of the day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, on my way into work, I sometimes have a bottle. At work, all of a sudden we started getting Gatorade. Like, I drink Gatorade all the time. And
what's your flavor?
Lemon lime, usually. But for lemon me, the power rankings, flavor. Lemon lime, orange, red.
Really?
Or punch, I suppose.
Nope. I've become more of a body armor guy.
Yeah. You know what? I've taken to body armor as well. They had it for free at Inter Miami once because it's like their official drink. And I was like, a little too healthy for me, Clive. But I tried it, and it was quite good.
Healthy for me.
Yeah,
they have the body armor light.
They have like a picture of a coconut on there, and it was yellow. And it's like, I don't know, is this going to taste too healthy? But it doesn't. It's quite good. So. I've always wondered, is there an alcohol that mixes with Gatorade? Because like you ever like go down a bar and be like, yeah, I'll have the vodka and lemon lime Gatorade. Is that a combo that would work?
I don't think so. Tony, have you ever had like
I've had
Gatorade?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Stu, I went to college. Like sometimes you just gotta power it through, brother.
You'll mix it with anything in college.
I've mixed gin, Amsterdam gin with like a red Gatorade. It wasn't a great night, but like I had to power through. Yeah.
I mean, I love gin. I'm a gin drinker. Like I can only have it with tonic.
New Amsterdam gin. Yeah. We used to drink it in college and we would get like a one of those things. Remember in the Gatorades, like they used to come in like the Hawaiian Punch packaging, that huge bottle that had like the indentation where you would grab it and it had like that like plastic piece that would help you pour it. We would buy like a couple of those in a bottle and just have to power through.
Powered Gatorade, worst Gatorade.
Powdered, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of all the Gatorades, the worst Gatorade is
that's what they give
During the pandemic, I tried it because they like ran out of Gatorade. And so the only thing they had left was the powder and like, It took a while to kind of get the combination of the water against the powder.
Yeah.
But like, I actually kind of developed a taste for it. It wasn't like the full experience, but it was most of it.
Well, you could also like they have obviously the actual way you're supposed to mix it. Well, you're thinking
you're supposed to cut it
in a pitcher. Yeah. But like I used to have to do it like for the big coolers, right? Like in sports or whatever, right? That you do that. And I would always put extra. I was like, I want this to taste extra strong today. I don't care what the recommendations are. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
What's the best of the powdered drinks? It was Kool-Aid, I think, right?
Tang.
Oh, Tang.
Wow.
Tang.
I used to buy the Tang packages, though, pre-mixed already.
Yeah, but no. You
felt like I was getting cheated. I was also six, and I didn't buy it. So
Anyway, so he went to the locker room. He had a Tito's and Gatorade. But, Woody, I'm wondering how you feel. Like, if you're crystal ball in that spot, you just got beat. You paid $1.5 million to get your ass kicked at the University of Miami. And you have to at least say, hey, great job, coach. Great job by the kids. Give them something. And he gave him nothing. And I was surprised by that, Whittingham. Your coach is classless.
I am too, because like Cristobal was kind of on the other end of that at one point. He was the guy that brought FIU to some prominence and, you know, like went on the road and beat Ohio State. I don't know if he sort of didn't receive grace from coaches that he's beaten, but either way, like from what I've been told, like he is sort of maniacal about the way that he is working in the University of Miami right now. Like he is sort of completely dedicated to getting this turned around. He sort of is not a pleasant man to be around sometimes. Sometimes we'll acknowledge that. But yeah, I think that like that's a very easy move for a coach to be like, hey, coach, like, congratulations, your team. Yeah, you frankly out-strategized me because I tried to play cover zero on the 1 yard line and gave up a 99 yard touchdown. Yeah, I think it's definitely one where it's so easy. Like the easiest thing in the world, there is just walk across the field, shake the other hand, like the hand of the other coach, and say, "Job well done. You beat my team." But I don't know. He seems like someone who's just not happy at all with how things have turned for this program.
I feel like when you're the underdog and you beat, you know, someone like UM, it's Cristobal. It's his obligation. He has to say something to that coach. Great job. Great job by your kids. The other way around, if Miami beat them the way they were supposed to beat them, then that coach, okay, the guy we had on from Middle Tennessee State, he doesn't need to say a thing. He could just shake his hand and be on his way, right? But when you get embarrassed the way Cristobal did, you have to at least acknowledge, hey, you outcoached me. You did a good job.
You got to give him a good game. Job. At least one good game, like, hey, coach, thanks, you know, thanks for whatever. Like,
right.
For him to not say anything, just shake his hand and go is weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird. Anyway, with baseball, so this is funny. Billy, how do you feel about this? So the Mets and the Braves, because they might be impacted by the hurricane that's going on right now. They're tied for first right now, NL East. And they're trying to come up with contingency plans because it looks like they won't be able to play their series over the weekend in Atlanta. There's seven games to go. And so what they have... what they have discussed, Billy, they've discussed putting it at a neutral site. They've discussed a lot of different options, maybe playing, you know, Friday during the day and perhaps a doubleheader in Atlanta on Sunday. But that takes the whole, if they play this on a neutral field, and if indeed they can't play in Atlanta, that takes away a home field advantage for the Atlanta Braves, and they're a very good home team. But one of the things that Major League Baseball has put in front of both the Braves and the Mets, according to the Bleacher Report, is they don't play the series at all, Bill. And after the season's over, Wednesday, October 5th, I believe, would be the day, the Braves and the Mets would play a day-night doubleheader for the division.
Mm.
I love that idea. That would be fantastic.
What if they split?
Well, you have a problem. I mean, you know, but you know what happens if they tie now in the division, it gets down to your series record. There is no, they don't play an extra game anymore. It's head to head. How'd you do against that team for the season? I believe the Mets are 9-7 against the Braves. You don't like that? A little doubleheader, little twin bill to decide everything.
Are they still doing? They're not doing the seven inning doubleheaders anymore, right?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not certain.
We should know.
Thanks for your support on this topic.
Did you see the Marlins? Did you see the Marlins have sent out a thing to Mets fans saying, "Hey, Mets fans, come root against the Braves because the Marlins are hosting the Braves in the final series."
Oh my god!
It's the final series of the year, so they sent a thing like, "Hey, Mets fans, come root for the Marlins against the Braves."
That's kind of pathetic, right?
Not the best.
I mean,
hey, other teams' fans, come to our stadium and boo. Don't cheer. I mean,
they are also trying to sell tickets.
Yeah. Correct.
To like a venue. I was sort of thinking about that in the context of maybe the Chiefs and the Bucks game being here. Like, is that an event that would sell out just because it's sort of a neutrally great event, even though there might not be a ton of, like, either Chiefs and Bucks fans that live here or Chiefs and Bucks fans that would try and get here on short notice?
I don't think it would sell out. Do you?
I think
like on like 2 days notice, I don't think it'll sell out. It'll be a good crowd, but I don't
you think a lot of people in Florida are coming to where we are? Maybe. In terms of evacuating,
maybe some people from Tampa evacuated to here. Who knows?
Right.
But who knows? If anyone's in the mood to like, hey, my house might be, you know,
yeah, I don't know what's going on with
torn
my
down
home
by a hurricane. Let me go to a football game. Like it, you just.
But
sort of,
but if there's
know
a game that has a chance to sell out at a neutral field,
for sure,
it would be Chiefs and Bucks, right? It would be something like Mahomes.
It'd be Brady Mahomes for sure,
like, right? And Brady finally gets to play in the stadium. He really wants to play it. I mean, how about that?
I also all discussed like a show outing where we all went to the game. Dolphins play Thursday night. You can enjoy the 1 o'clock red zone.
Yeah,
and still get out and watch a really good game in person.
I would say up until about a week ago, that probably would have been the most exciting game ever played in that stadium.
Brady did play in one of the most exciting games ever played in that stadium.
That's
which
true.
Was the lateral game where I've already forgotten who ran beyond Rob Gronkowski on his way to the end zone. Who was that?
Unnamed running back of some sort.
Yeah.
God, I feel terrible. I don't remember that. I'm a bad sports fan. Do you guys have good memory for like, now, Stugatz, every once in a while, this aspect of your brain will be flipped where like, mm-hmm. you know, we'll mention like the shortstop of the 1991 Pittsburgh Pirates. And then you mention the entire rest of the lineup. There's a period in sports where that match, like remembering names gets flipped. I don't feel like I have that about any period in my life where like I can just like start rattling off like even of my teams, the Dolphins and the Marlins and the Panthers and the Heat. Like I don't think I could just sort of, oh yeah, the 2011 ALDS or like, you know, like just sort of moments like that. My brain is not good for that stuff.
How about hurricane teams though? No,
not really. Even teams that I covered. Like I remember some of the names, and every once in a while, like when UM plays NC State, I remember one game where Stephen Morris threw for 566 passing yards because I've called that game and I remember it. But
right.
for the most part, I don't really have much of a like sports memory.
It's only for baseball, I think, for me, because I can rattle off that Pittsburgh Pirates team like right now. Like pretty much all of it, I'm pretty sure. What year was it?
I just said the 1991 Pittsburgh Pirates. It's just like a random,
random example. That's I think Leland's the manager. I think Bonds is an outfielder. I think Andy Van Slyke is also an outfielder. Jose Lien, Sid Bream.
This is startling.
Lavalier is the catcher. Mike Lavalier or something like that.
God, oh my God, Stu.
Am I right? Doug Drabeck is a pitcher.
He's the ace. Good Lord, man.
He was the ace. He was their number one starter. He was
Bobby Bonilla's in the outfield.
Bobby Bo. Yep. Barry Bonds. I'm trying to. Andy Vance, like, I got already. There's someone I'm leaving off that team. It's probably the shortstop. Jose Lien was second base. Sid Bream, first base. Man, this is going to drive me crazy all day. 1991 Pirates talk. We are the B team.
I wanted to bring up a genuine sports topic. There's a lot of stuff that's trickling out from NBA Media Day or Media Days over the course of the first few days of training camp. And one came out from Chicago, a team that started last season incredibly well, but didn't have the health in order to finish out the season well. And Lonzo Ball was one of the big reasons why. It was kind of a surprise. He had meniscus surgery, which normally is like 6 to 8 weeks, missed the entire season, and came into this season and said, I still can't run or jump. It hurts to go upstairs. Because I guess he had like the meniscus injury and then had a bone bruise that they're like, and they don't know what to do with his knee. And he might have a second season of not playing. I just feel really bad for him. And I feel bad for Chicago because that could be like a contender in the East. They were the one seed through, I want to say like half or three fifths of last season. And they completely fell off. And to just have an injury where a guy's like, I don't know if I, like, I can't walk right now. It hurts to walk. Seems incredibly harsh and painful on that one player.
I've had two meniscus surgeries on both of my knees. I've had my meniscus redone on both of them. So there's two different ways that they can do it, right? If you have a clip in your meniscus, they can shave around where the part is torn. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a severe tear, what they do is they go in and they basically sew it back together, right? Remember when, Russell Westbrook hurt his knee when mm-hmm. Patrick Beverley dove in on him and tore his meniscus? He had to repair it, and that repair where they sew it together takes months of recovery. Sometimes, like, you know, 3 to 6 months of recovery. When they shave it, that's when you're in that 6 to 8 week frame, and both of mine had been shaved. So it takes 6 to 8 weeks and it hurts like crazy. But for him to say, I'm still not right, and it still hurts walking upstairs, to me, the question is, and it shouldn't be a question, especially being tied to a sports organization that all you do for your job is work out. But the rehab, like, what are we doing with the rehab there, right? Mm-hmm. Is that on the Bulls?
The doctors mess that up? Because that, right. It's not like that hasn't happened before.
Correct, 100%. But it's
is it O.J. McDuffie's Stugatz that, like, still blames his doctors for how his career panned out?
I believe he won a lawsuit. I believe, yeah. He still blames the doctors. Jeez. I believe he won a lawsuit. Jay Bell. Jay bleeping Bell. He was the shortstop on those Pirate teams. Jay Bell.
The first baseman was Orlando Merced.
What?
Yeah.
Not Sid Bream?
No, Sid Bream wasn't on this team.
He was the Braves. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a Terry Pendleton team. Oh, God, here I'm going to start rattling off.
Ron Gant. Amazed. Were you playing a ton of fantasy at this time? Why do you have access to these? This is 31 years ago.
It was fantasy and Stratomatic, and it was at a time where baseball meant something. Baseball was everything. There was a time where Barry Bonds was the biggest star. Canseco, Dan and I have talked about this a lot. Those guys were bigger stars than any quarterback in the NFL, than any guy in the NBA, except for Michael Jordan. But there was a time where Jose Canseco was, you know, a top five star in all of sports. And it was a better time for baseball, that's for sure.
The other basketball-related thing that I saw was DeAndre Ayton still hasn't spoken to Monty Williams since he benched him in Game 7 of a Western Conference playoff game. He seems absolutely miserable to still be there.
Yeah,
and like, I mean, and that's one of those situations where, like, Robert Sarver, the owner, who, you know, Amin has always said was super cheap, like, might have actually affected that relationship beyond repair. And like, an owner can't come in and be like, well, I actually wanted to give you a bigger contract. I actually, like, didn't want to treat you this way, but this is how the organization played it. His restricted offer sheet was matched, and then he's still kind of miserable. He doesn't really want to be there, it would appear.
It's a weird thing, too, because, like, they have a really good team,
yeah.
Right? And, like, he's a big piece defensively for that team.
That's a tiny window, though. Like, that, like, their window might have closed, but if it hasn't closed, it's over probably this year, right?
But why would you talk to a coach? Like, you're a star, you're the overall number one pick, and you helped get your team to the NBA Finals, and your coach in the biggest spot of your career, the biggest spot of the season, decides you're not good enough to play in that moment. You know, I don't blame him for being upset.
It just seems strange sometimes when sports relationships go so beyond repair that, like, Kevin Durant is ghosting his teammates, and Ben Simmons has since disputed that he left the WhatsApp group, but it was reported that he left the WhatsApp group before game four of Brooklyn series with Boston. It's just weird to me how sometimes sports relationships get so beyond repair. Like, yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, within our show, like, there are moments where we have some friction, but it's not like I'm not going to call you, or I'm not going to text you, or I'm not going to reach out. I couldn't envision a scenario in which a work relationship deteriorated to that sort of degree.
It's interesting, too, because they get reported on at such a high clip, right?
Yeah.
If our show was reported on, like the media reports on DeAndre Ayton not talking to Monty Williams, like, would a rift between, like, me and Stugatz be played out more if... hey, we haven't talked to each other in 6 months, even though we do a show together. Like, that's the part. It's just so many eyes on it, and there's such a big, like, push to understand the dynamics in the locker room. I feel like that's where you see stuff like that.
But there's so much ego involved, so why would that surprise
right.
you guys?
And there's so much money involved, too, right?
Money and ego. I think that changes ego, things, too. Because Ayton's going to get his money regardless. It's mostly ego. It's, oh, you don't think I'm good enough to play? I get you to Game 7, but you don't think I'm good enough to play in Game 7? And so that's... that's where the ego, because Ayton's going to get paid regardless. Someone's going to pay him. It's probably going to be the Knicks.
I mean, he's under contract to the Suns. Like, he had a restricted offer sheet but they matched it. They didn't offer it to him.
Who was so, the Pacers that offered him the initial?
I think so.
One?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 4 years.
Oh, so the Suns matched that, is what you're
correct.
Saying?
Correct. Right. But that, okay. I mean, that's sort of seen as an insult. It's like, hey, go get me your best offer, and I'll match it. Like, that's not exactly like a massive endorsement to the player. Also, one more thing, and then we can probably get out of here. Billy, Yes. I'm a little bit alarmed at how good Tua's numbers are, because obviously I like to be right, and I looked at the numbers yesterday, and he's graded fourth by Pro Football Focus. His regular quarterback rating is second. His ESPN QBR is first. He's getting all sorts of praise from all sorts of quarters, and I'm a big stats guy, as you know. And the argument is sort of getting unassailable here. Like, he's through three games been like one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. And
but I was excited.
I know.
This is your team.
I know. I should really just like forego the opinions, like, because like I am the sort of sports fan where
it's bad
cynic
for our business, Woody, to forego opinion. Just so you know,
that's fair. Yeah. Like I am sort of.
I mean, just pick a side. Do you want to be with me, Billy, and Greg Cody, and believe in Tua, and believe in the Dolphins? If you do, say it right now. You have to say it now. You have till the end of this.
Two in, two out.
Yeah.
Two in, two out.
Yeah.
The thing is that. I'm sort of, I'd like to be the sports fan where it's like, I'm not completely emotionally wrapped up in this.
Boring.
I can watch this analytically.
Bay.
And
Bay. Bay.
I'm two in.
Oh! Yes! Oh, yes! Yes!
Winnie!
Welcome!
I'll allow it.
I'm not really, though.
Well, Jesus Christ.
What is he doing there?
I don't know. We never came up with a team name, but we could all agree that Team A's name would be I Like to Be Right.
What's ours going to be, though?
I think Zebra.
Zebra's all right. Fine.
All right, Team Zebra. There we go.
Team Zebra. Bay was great, Billy.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.